Over the past week, the central provinces of Vietnam have experienced one of the worst floods in decades. More than 5 million people have been affected, and there are more storms expected in coming days. Nguyen Hai Ng is Secretary General and Vice President of Vietnam Red Cross Society and is currently working in Quang Penh Province, one of the areas hardest hit by the flood.
What I have seen during this few days are far more than what I could imagine. The flood has caused heavy and deadly damage, with a total of 111 deaths and 22 missing up to last night, 21st October. Nearly 200,000 houses completely destroyed. 7,000 hectares of agriculture are underwater. And close to 700,000 poultry and livestock has been killed or swept away. We have heavy damage on public infrastructure like highway, national way, bridges, roads, school, hospital, and offices. And school has to closing down. And more than 200,000 people have to evacuate from home to safer place. And many areas are being isolated by high water.
What efforts are being made to secure those people and support them before the threat of the next incoming storm?
The Vietnam Red Cross Society have rapidly responded to the damage of the flood. We issued a national appeal for mobilizing resources, and our relief response team has been sent to all the provinces and localities to support people in need, including the evacuation of people to safer place in coordination with local authorities, providing relief items such as food, clean water, household kits, tarpaulins, blankets, cooking utensils, medicine, water purification tablets, and also we provide care assistance. And we are also carrying out the need assessment for future response. We got the support from different partners in and out of the Red Cross Recreation Movement. And up to today, we are happy to see that the confirmed and committed support from our partner are almost $1 million US dollar.
What are the concerns that may emerge over the coming months?
We are concerned about some of the disease, kidney disease, eye disease, and gynecological disease could be affected by high water and people living underwater. And in the long run, the flood could be a double disease, making it even tougher for millions of people who are struggling with the economic difficulty caused by the COVID-19 consequences. And the weather forecast of Vietnam predicts that a number of typhoons and storms will hit Vietnam later this year. So that could be very difficult to keep everything under control, even for the most prepared, resilient communities.
You've been out there in the community helping people face-to-face. How are they feeling? What's your sense?
I can see people, they are very much affected by the flood. But they are believing in the support made by the government and the Red Cross and other organizations. They know that they are not alone. They know that they are there in the high water, but they are care and they are supported by the country, by the people.
Nguyen Hai Ng, Secretary General and Vice President of Vietnam Red Cross Society, speaking there. And we'll put a link to the Red Cross Society on our website if you want to help.